Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason. Oh man, I'm Sleepy Inman.
He's rubbing his eyes. I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And intern Brago is trying to get back on the table.
GHL intern cat Brago is literally in a staring contest with me right now.
You don't blink too much. We just got finished talking about Birds of Prey, so now we're going to talk more Birds of Prey.
More Birds of Prey.
And we're going to pitch maybe some characters that we would like to see on a potential Birds of Prey lineup. Somebody suggested that we do a best Birds of Prey ever.
There's no lineup. We can't do that.
The way we've done our best of teams before, but the Birds of Prey is typically a triumvirate.
Yeah.
And I know we did a best Fantastic Four ever, which is only four people, but we also added a bunch of auxiliary characters. I just don't think there's enough.
Nope, there's not.
So we're going to do it here instead.
Also, there also isn't... There just isn't... Look, I love the enthusiasm, but some of these best evers don't work. Like, we've had for a very long time, I think somebody suggested best Legion of Doom, and I'm just like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've
just
had a best Sinister Six
there
as
is,
well.
The problem with that is that if there is no definitive version...
That we can extrapolate from. Like, Justice League works because it's typically those seven members.
But there is,
Teen Titans works as
there is no definitive
members.
Legion of Doom, and also there's only been, like, two storylines where there's been a Legion of Doom. Typically, they're the Injustice Gang.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work. So Birds of Prey is the same thing, because to me, it's... The Birds of Prey is Oracle, Huntress, Black Canary, done.
So, I mean, look, you are always welcome to pitch any crazy idea.
Yeah, of course.
And we do consider
sometimes it will inspire other ideas.
Yes, and we do consider them all, and we do take them all seriously, but sometimes we're just not smart enough to make it work.
I just wanted to peel back the curtain a little bit. Like,
yeah.
if you're out there and you've suggested that, I just want to say, like, sometimes it's really hard to do a best of thing.
Yeah, and it's no knock against you, and we hope you're not offended, but, you know. We got to make producerly decisions sometimes.
Well, yeah. So what are we talking about? We're not going to do a best Birds of Prey.
No, but just, who are some characters that you think would be interesting to see on the Birds of Prey? I have a definitive list of everyone who's ever been on the Birds of Prey.
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
Because you were the one that created the topic for this Geek Culture Lesson Extra.
Yes.
Do you have somebody that stands out for you? I imagine you do.
Well, it's interesting because they're doing this in the movie now, but I always thought Birds of Prey would have been a wonderful team for Cassandra Cain to lead.
Sure.
Because remember when she stopped
Batgirl
being Batgirl because they inexplicably let Stephanie be Batgirl, and she adopted the identity of the Black Bat
created by Grant Morrison,
and she had that dope scarf and her mask pointed through, kind of like Barbara's costume looks now.
I like her Black Bat codename better than Orphan.
So do I. I also like her costume better than her Orphan costume. I thought that when she was Black Bat, because there was no Birds of Prey going on at the time, I thought that would have been a great opportunity to relaunch the Birds of Prey with Cassandra, and it gives her something to do besides being this hanger-on to the Bat family, and it's kind of why she's fizzled. And because in the original Trek Dixon series, they fight Lady Shiva a whole bunch. She's obviously the daughter of Lady Shiva. So you could have like a nice little tie back. So I know Cassandra Cain is in the movie. I suspect she's not going to be anything like the version of Cassandra
no.
Cain that I hold, which is not to say it won't be great.
And she'll probably never be Batgirl.
And she'll
movie.
Never be Batgirl. It's my all-time favorite Batgirl costume.
Yep.
But I would really... So she's always been my pick for a long time. I think she would have been a really, really wonderful addition to Birds of Prey. I'm trying to look at this list here.
Who I'm going to say would be an interesting choice.
Tell me.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's fine.
Arrowette.
Ugh,
from Young Justice.
Love Arrowette.
Because the thing about Birds...
Another kind of Black Canary type.
Well, yes. And they're currently not doing much with Arrowette. They're not doing anything with Arrowette right now. And I think she's such a great character. And it's interesting because on the Birds of Prey, to me, it's like, okay, cool. To me, Oracle is the standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there is a thing that you could do where you could have a Birds of Prey book where it's always Oracle... But the other two could switch out, like depending on the mission. And to me, Arrowette would fit the Black Canary role.
Yeah.
Because it kind of feels like we need somebody from the Green Arrow / Justice League family, and we need a bat character.
Yeah.
You know,
it's interesting because my preference for the Birds of Prey is a non superpowered hero. Now, I know there are versions of Black Canary where she has the canary cry. When the book was originally created, she didn't. She had those little grenades that worked as the canary cry. She's not a metahuman.
I prefer Black Canary with a canary cry.
So do I. But I kind of don't think Power Girl has been on the team before. Black Barda has been on the team. But I kind of
mean Big Barda.
I say Black Barda.
Yeah.
Yes, Big Barda. I was looking
Big
at
Barda
Lady
does
Black
not work on the Birds of Prey.
Absolutely not.
She's a new god, for God's sake.
But I really think that there's no supers and no wonders on your Birds of Prey team.
I don't know. Power Girl kind of works.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Don't.
I do. I kind of think Power Girl kind of works, weirdly.
When they had Power Girl, it was like in her late 90s costume where it was yellow and gold. It was so beautiful.
Oh, cool.
And it was really interesting because they paired her up with Dinah. So it was like these two blonde bombshells, like kicking ass on a freighter out in the ocean.
Well, it's these two members of the JSA.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If I was going to put a like stacked, powerful young woman on this team, I'd probably pitch Stargirl. I think this would be a good place for Courtney.
That's an interesting choice.
Especially if she's the youngest member of the team and you have more mature, but like less powerful, older
sure.
women who are leading her. I think that could be a really interesting dynamic.
I mean, the biggest problem is that in the DC universe, there just aren't that many secretive ninja girls.
There's actually a ton of them, but I think the problem is there's not that many that are
interesting. Yeah.
Because like Katana, I think Katana can be interesting, but
Katana would work on the Birds of Prey.
Always, and she was very, very briefly. I don't like putting anti-heroes on the team. I don't like Black Alice on the team. I don't like Catwoman on the team. I don't like Poison Ivy on the team.
See, it's weird because I was
like
actually
Harley Quinn on the team.
I was going to say an interesting choice would be Ravager. Slade Wilson's daughter.
Yeah, but Ravager honestly is more of a good guy than a bad guy.
But she's
guy.
An anti-hero.
Yeah, but she was on Titans East with Cassandra Cain.
Sure, but she was an anti-hero.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. I could give you Ravager.
Mm-hmm.
I let Rose be on this team.
You know, there'd be an interesting, again, you know, I'm not trying to pitch a Birds of Prey book that I'll never get the chance to write, but I'm telling you, I think the idea of a rotating two
mm-hmm.
is very interesting.
But if the problem I see, which is where I think the Batgirl and the Birds of Prey series ultimately fell apart, is if you don't have Oracle, I don't know if Birds of Prey, it's not that it doesn't work, okay? It's just, that's what I want to see. I don't know if without Oracle, if you're giving me the Birds of Prey book that I want. And if I'm the one pitching this lineup, I would really want to have Oracle. And they tried to replace her with Frankie, who's a really interesting character in
doesn't
her
work.
Own right. But like, Oracle to me is quintessentially Barbara Gordon. And then in that story, the person who was using the Oracle identity was a man. And then they let a male character on the Birds of Prey. And there is something to it being an all-female team. Like, I kind of felt some sort of way that their Oracle was a dude now. So, like, I would have... Look, anyone can write anything and make it interesting. We've said it tons of times in the podcast. But, like, it doesn't come to mind for me that I would want to put a male character
on
this
team. I will say this. A guy can be on the Birds of Prey, but it has to be temporary. Because, to be honest with you, Nightwing is almost basically a member of the Birds of Prey. And also, you didn't bring this up in your lesson, but Blue Beetle is kind of in a lot of those Birds of Prey missions.
Hawk has been on the Birds of
yeah.
Prey because Hawk and Dove, because they're bird characters, were there for a long time. Blue Beetle isn't considered, and neither is Nightwing, to be fair.
Sure.
They are not considered canon members of the team.
But they basically do missions for the Birds of Prey or Oracle.
They spotlight.
Yes. So technically,
yeah.
I would consider them, you know.
So if you were going to put a male character on the team, is there anyone who comes to mind for you? Like, would it be a Blue Beetle? Would it be Jaime?
Ted Kord would be fun. Yeah, he's already been there.
I'm just asking off the top of your head, of course.
I mean, Oliver Queen would be a fun one. Because Oliver Queen
would start shit with
he would argue.
Everyone.
He would argue the entire time. And but see, that's what would make it a fun issue is because Oracle mm-hmm. would be like, do this. And he'd be like, don't tell me what to do. I'm Oliver Queen.
That's kind of what Dinah does, though.
You know.
I also don't know if Dinah and Ollie, in all honesty, are good on a team together when they're romantically involved. Because I think I love them as they're like one of my all-time favorite couples, but they bring out the best and the worst of each other. Like in the wedding, in their wedding album story where they're like fighting the day before they're getting married, which is very real. But I don't know if it makes them exceptional teammates.
This is not a boy character, but I'll tell you somebody who would be an interesting choice for the Birds of Prey is Zatanna.
A magic character. That's so interesting.
Yeah. Zatanna would be a very interesting choice.
Zatanna also needs a home in the DC universe.
Again, my version of Birds of Prey, none of these characters are permanent besides Dinah. It's Dinah and Oracle. And again,
they're super friends.
And again, they rotate.
Because my brain keeps coming back to Cassie Sandsmark, and she's another character that like doesn't really have a home, and I think is really wonderful. But I don't know if I think supers and wonders belong on the Birds of Prey.
I think for a mission or two, yeah.
Jason and I are also casting our gaze around at our action figures. I would love to see Lois Lane spotlight as an operative for the Birds of Prey, kind of like Jason Bard was for that one arc. I would love to see Lois actually get to like be super with them.
I wouldn't.
I think it would be really fun.
Not at all. I think to me that I don't like Lois going on missions.
No?
No.
Interesting.
Lois's power is the pen. Is working in the system. If she joins the Birds of Prey, she's working outside the system.
Oh, so you're not going to like my Cat Grant pitch then?
No, not at all.
That's a joke.
That's just my belief with Lois Lane. I've read people, it's been done before.
Oh, it's been done to death.
And I don't really like it when they do it.
Interesting. I also think if I got Birds of Prey, I would really want to introduce, and I know that they've tried to do this in the past and they've waffled on it, I think a great standing member for the Birds of Prey is Sarah Lance, White Canary.
Who doesn't actually exist in DC Comics continuity, but sure.
No, and she absolutely should. I mean, Felicity Smoke exists, and they've retconned her to be the Arrow version of Felicity Smoke. So, like, honestly, you could put Felicity in charge of the Birds of Prey as their Oracle.
Nobody remembers that run.
Well, it was
because it was written by the guy who is working on Arrow right now, a guy whose name I don't want to mention because he has accusations, Me Too accusations against him.
Yeah.
That were proven correct.
That were proven absolutely correct. But I mean, it was done. It's canon. You can pull from that if you want to, and I know Felicity is a character who we've waffled on in the TV show as well. But I think that might be a good place for her to land.
Sure. I think anybody else you want to mention?
No.
It's one of those things because it's only a 3-person team. There's not a very long shift we have with this one. So.
I don't know. We've gone for 12 minutes, though. That's pretty good.
Cool. Thank you so much for your support, everybody, over here on Patreon. We hope you enjoyed this extra podcast. And I am Jason. I'm a bird. Fly like an eagle, Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye.
Bye.